This is John Batchelor, speaking with my colleague, Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired, CBS News. We address the matter of the tunnels in Gaza City. How does the IDF approach the tunnels? Unlike anything else in urban warfare, the tunnels operate underneath your feet, and the enemy can pop up anywhere. And Jeff tells one story about how to anticipate where the enemy may come out. Colored smoke grenades down into the tunnel. Jeff tells the story very carefully. Still, the challenge is enormous. The IDF is taking casualties. Right now, the report from Jerusalem is 16 KIA, IDF. Untold, gone. On the Gaza-Hamas side, they are in the tunnels and in the underground passageways of Gaza City. Here's Jeff.
Absolutely correct, John. Or you've got to figure out some way, perhaps by using riot agents or otherwise, to force them to come out of the tunnels. One thing I know the Israelis have used in the past is, frankly, colored smoke grenades to throw down into tunnel complexes and then stand back and see if smoke arises somewhere else down the street, telling you where the exit point to that particular part of the tunnels might be. You also have the problem, John, we saw in Grozny when the Russian army moved in during the first Chechen war, that with the number of apartment buildings, you'll find, I fear, a number of Hamas fighters trying to employ shoulder-fired anti-tank weapons to shoot down at advancing Israeli armored vehicles because, of course, the thinnest armor on a tank is on the top.
Right.
And in the case of Chechnya, they did that to devastating effect. And the number of tall buildings, it seems to me, in Gaza really makes this problem much more complex.
Thank you.